Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome back to Let's Talk About It. I'm your host. They call me Kat. And Thanksgiving has come and gone. Christmas is definitely trailing close behind on the horizon. So this evening, I wanted to talk to you guys about being thankful. With the world in the state that it is today, we have wars on so many different horizons. When we look in our own backyard, we have so many who are homeless. We have, oh my gosh, so many people who are childless, so many people who are going through medical concerns, people going through divorce and relationship problems. You would think that what do we have to be thankful for? And thank God we have a God, and that's my number one thing to be thankful for, because with Him, we have a way to navigate through all the mess that we endure day to day, whether we are impacted directly or indirectly through friends, families, neighbors, coworkers, etc. It touches each and every one of us. So I want to talk this evening about being thankful. When I look at my own life, I couldn't even begin to list things to be thankful for because there's so many. When I do, though, I have a jar as a vase, and I have glass marbles, or, you know, those little glass beads. Sometimes you put them at the bottom of the fishbowl where you sort of decorate on things. So I have those. And at the end of every day, I put the beads in the jar. That's my thankfulness jar. So I put one bead for something that I'm thankful for something that happened that day that I'm thankful. So if you ever have any type of depression, if you ever have any reason to believe that life is not going in the right direction or not going in the direction that you may have wanted, maybe try a thankfulness jar. Or something similar, you can come up with an idea that will give you a visual of just how much you really do have to be thankful. You know, I would be hard-pressed to find a reason to not feel joy, to not be thankful. So we have to think, we have to think about. On the flip side of that is, if you really have to think about what you have to be thankful for in your life, then you need to reassess your thought process. Because the fact that you can even think, there's a reason to be thankful. There are people out there who are suffering from a number of different diseases, Alzheimer's and things like that, that would love to have the ability to just be able to process a clear thought. So something that simple is something to be grateful and thankful for. Another thought when I was thinking about this topic and what we're going to talk about tonight, I often think about how many times and how many people, and I thought about this, you know, thinking about my boy, consider material goods as a reason to be thankful. So some people are like, I'll be really thankful, you know, if I have a big house, then I'm really thankful. If I got a fine car, and I'm really thankful if I got a job making big money. And these are all blessings, don't get me wrong. But with those blessings, baby, there are responsibilities. People would say, I'm so thankful for this good job. But then come out their mouth saying, I don't feel like you're never going to work today. So let me ask you, are you genuinely thankful? Or is being thankful a matter of convenience? We're thankful for it to be thankful. We're thankful when things are going the way they should go. But are we still as thankful when we don't feel like being thankful? Yeah, I'm going to get you off thinking. We're going to talk about some things. I'm going to really get you off thinking. Thinking has nothing to do with passing judgment, so that's not, don't get back to it. But we want to open up our minds. We want to think about things from a different perspective. You often hear me say, and you'll see me posting on my Facebook page, change your thinking and you'll change your life. So over Thanksgiving, my daughter was in town with my youngest grandson, and it was good to see her. She picked spend some time with the boys. And in doing so, she arranged for, you know, a couple of family dinners. The first night that she was here, we all went out to dinner, and she brought her dad. And those of you who know me know that her dad was on fire. Oil and water, gasoline, you know, she's a thing that we do not get along with. Actually, not on speaking terms. But she brought it to dinner because she has constantly tried to reconnect the family. I'm not comfortable around him, you know, for various reasons. And I tell her this all the time, you know, I don't mind her spending time with him. That's her dad. That their relationship has nothing to do with me. But I don't like her forcing him on me. So we, you know, we went to dinner at a restaurant, and, you know, he's trying to make small talk, which I engaged in. One thing that we discussed is the fact that I am so uncomfortable around here, and he was asking about forgiveness. Have you ever forgiven me for one of things? And to be honest with you, I forgave a very, very, very long time ago. But it made me think about this. Do people fully understand the difference between forgiveness and absolution? See, when you do something that warrants asking someone for forgiveness, one, saying I'm sorry doesn't mean I'm actually sorry, right? So we have to think about when we ask someone to forgive us, why are we asking their forgiveness? Are we asking because we are truly remorseful for what it is we did to cause this person pain or to upset them or cause the heart of eating back? Or is it that I'm asking you to forgive me because I don't want you to be upset with me? I don't want you to deny me access to you. So these are things that we need to take into consideration. But in the realm of the gift, we have to, for ourselves, forgive people their wrongdoing. And when I say that, it's to our benefit, and I know you guys are probably people, to our benefit to forgive someone who has wronged you, whether it's a minor wrong, whether it's a major wrong, whether it's heartbreak, let it go. Let it go. Because when you hold on to that anger, you hold on to that animosity, you are a slave to that. That person still has an effect on your day-to-day, on your well-being, on your thought process. You don't want to give them that power. You really don't. So we forgive them so that we can move forward. You know, we're no longer stuck.
I had to explain to him that my reason for being uncomfortable around him had nothing to do with a lack of forgiveness. I am not comfortable around him because of who he is, the type of person he is, the way that he interacts with people, not just me, but the way he interacts with people in general. That's the reason that I'm not comfortable with him. He's not a nice person. He's not a good person. And I don't have time for the BS. So I would rather not engage in or be around that type of person. It has nothing to Well, we talk about forgiveness. I got to tell you, forgive me for the technical difficulties. I'm just talking, and next thing you know, we're not here, but we're back. And I apologize, fans. Sorry for that. But we're talking about forgiveness. It is good for you, and it's beneficial to you to let go. You cannot live in the now if you're worried about something that happened in the past. Whether it happened 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago, does not matter. Let it go. Move forward, right? You don't have to forget, but you don't have to remain in that spot. You don't have to remain emotionally connected. You don't have to remain physically connected. You're moving forward. Live in your now. Don't worry about what's going to happen with you and this person in the future. Live in your now. Being forgiving helps you to do exactly that. It helps you to embrace the now because you're no longer tethered to the past. So, being able to forgive and being the recipient of forgiveness, that's one of the many reasons that we have to be thankful. Be thankful that you are mature enough to let go. Be thankful that you can embrace your now. Be thankful that those we may have wronged chose to forgive us because they didn't have to. But again, never confuse forgiveness with absolution. We can't give another person absolution. That's something that they have to give from above. That's something that comes from God. Because what was done was done. We can forgive it. We can move on. And I'll give you an example. If I were to loan someone my car and that person wrecks my car, whether they were the cause of the accident or someone else hit them, bottom line is my car was damaged. Now, they can come back to me with my damaged car and say, oops, I have an accident. I am so sorry. I can understand. It was an accident. These things happen as long as you're okay. But bottom line is my car is not the same as it was when they took it, right? So by me telling them it's okay, it was an accident, giving the forgiveness. But I'll never be able to forget that the car was damaged. Now, in not being able to forget it, does that mean that I'm upset about it? No, it does not. Does that mean that I'm blaming them? No, it does not. Am I holding on to any type of resentment? Absolutely not. It happened. It's there. We can't erase it from the history books. But we don't have to be a slave to it. So when you forgive, you forgive. When you're asking someone to forgive you, accept their forgiveness, but don't make the mistake of thinking that they have to forget that this ever happened, because that's not real life. That's not the way it goes. A couple days ago, Stacey Ladislaw Jackson posted about the holidays and posted about being thankful. But one thing that she said that was such an eye-opener for me, she made the statement about enjoying God's presence. And during this time of the holidays and with Christmas coming, you want to focus on God's presence instead of presence with the T, right? We get so caught up the marketing and the promotion of Christmas and the upcoming holidays, it's like a sales shark tank. It's a feeding frenzy. They were talking about Christmas before they were talking about Thanksgiving. So we get caught up in, oh my gosh, I got to get gifts and I got to get this person, I got to do this. That's not what the holiday season was all about. That's never been what Christmas was all about. The whole idea of exchanging gifts and Santa and Christmas trees and all of this, that was all designed by all the advertising people to cash in and make money. I see Christmas as a time of gift giving, but not presents. I want to be present. The most precious thing that you have is time. So that means the most precious thing that you can share with someone is your time, is to be present, is to be available, right? So if we were more focused on our presence in someone's life instead of giving them presents, we wouldn't have as many of the issues that we have today. We wouldn't have the problems that we have in our schools. We wouldn't have the problems that we have in our universities. We wouldn't have so many of our children on the streets with no direction. Because whether we choose to admit it or not, the core of what's going on with this generation and the generation behind them is attributed to our lack of presence. If our fathers were present, more the mothers were present instead of putting their children off onto daycare or being babysat by the television or the video games, instead of putting them off on the grandparents. We need to be present. We need to be present in our communities. We talk about the issues that we have in our various communities, but we need to be present in our communities. At this time, when we're talking about Christmas and we're talking about thankfulness, I want you all to make an effort to be present. Be present for your friends. Be present for your families. Be present for your neighbors. Be present for your community. Be present for those who don't have anyone to be present for them. Stand up and be present. And while you're doing all this, make time to be present for yourself. Wow, it seems like I said a lot for somebody who doesn't really like to talk a lot, but I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for the opportunities that God has given me. Earlier this year, my main source of income came to an end, and I really didn't know what life held in store for me next. But through it all, I have been thankful that I have been able to sustain. I have been thankful that I have never been in a situation where I don't know what's next. And rather than looking at this from a negative standpoint, I welcome the uncertainty of what's next, because when you don't know what's going to happen next, the only thing that that does is open up the realm of possibility. So I may not be able to see what the next venture is, and opportunities came across that I never would have imagined, this being one of them. Never would have imagined taking the time to, you know, do some spur of the moment traveling. Never would have imagined getting on the radio or becoming a life coach, starting my own business. Never would have imagined getting my blog started. These are things that I love. These are things that I enjoy, and they were so relaxing and rewarding. But if that door had not closed, they never would have come to fruition. None of this would have been a reality. None of this would even have been a thought. And it makes me think about the statement that so many of us have heard growing up and still hear, is when one door closes, another one opens. Sometimes that other door was always there, but we were so busy looking in the wrong direction that we never saw it. So that's something to, for me, to be thankful for, the hidden opportunities that have come my way, the opportunities that are yet to come. I look forward to them. I embrace them. I'm thankful for the opportunity to reconnect with and get to know who I am as an individual. You know, outside of being a mom and being a grandmom and, you know, being somebody's significant other, being able to find out who I am. What kind of person am I really? What's at the heart of my character? What do I like to do? What am I interested in? So that was an interesting journey, spending time with him and really getting to know me and understanding that I like her. She's all right. We have so much that has happened in this past year. You know, we're coming to the end of President Obama's term, and what an exciting time to be here, and just a fascinating time in history. To have witnessed this is another thing to be greatly thankful for. To be greatly thankful for the survivors of, we've had so many tragedies over this past year. You know, you have terrorist attack, and people, terrorism does not know a certain geographic area. We have so many homegrown terrorists right here. And if you don't believe that, then obviously you've forgotten about Timothy McVeigh, what happened in Oklahoma City. You've forgotten about the numerous church bombings, shootings in our churches. You've forgotten about Fort Hood. You've forgotten about the D.C. Naval Station. You've forgotten about Norfolk, what happened there. There are so many things, so many tragedies, you know, the school shootings, the theater shootings, the Boston Marathon bombing, and the list goes on and on and on and on. We have so much homegrown terrorism. How can you ever point your finger at someone else? And how can you label somebody a terrorist simply because of the color of their skin or the place that they were born? You know, I had a couple people not so happy with me because I posted on Facebook, with Christmas coming, if Jesus were to be born now, in this date and time, he would not be welcome here in the U.S. because he came from a volatile part of the world, and his parents would be labeled terrorists. And that's real. That's real. There are children that are being slaughtered. There are children dying while their families seek asylum. And we sit at home comfortable and get upset about things as little as our internet's not working. There are children, babies, fighting for their lives. So when you think that you have nothing to be thankful for, I beg to differ with you. You're not thinking hard enough. You know, Thanksgiving has always been my favorite time of the year. The way I show love to my family is by cooking for them. And I love to cook, and I love to watch them eat, and I love the reactions that I get, and I love how excited they get beforehand. Mama, can you cook this? And Mom, can you make that? And, oh, don't forget to make this. And I make sure they have all their favorites. But the joy for me is watching their reaction just and watching their interactions. That's why Thanksgiving is my favorite time of the year. That was taken away from me a couple of years ago when the person cared for deeply committed suicide on Thanksgiving Day. And I was so angry with him for the longest time after that. But then I realized just how selfish I was being by being upset with him, because I didn't know the type of pain that he was in order to do this. All I could think about is my feeling of abandonment. But when I think about his pain and, you know, how much he was hiding, how long had he been hiding this and enduring this alone, I had to, you know, pray and hope that he understood my heart and could forgive me for having such a selfish reaction. But also, it made me thankful for the times that I did spend with him. And this past Thanksgiving, you know, I'm thinking about him and telling him how much I miss him. But then I start thinking about all the things that made me smile when I think about him and all the things that I was thankful to have experienced with him. And what comes to mind were the crazy things. All the things that he did that I used to tell him got on my last nerve, that I found irritating, that I told him were the things that I hated most about him. Those were actually the things I found myself thankful for. Those were the things I found myself missing. And it was so odd. And it's like all the little things, you know, somebody does, like, will you stop that? But when they're no longer there, you would give anything just to have them irritate you one more time. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, that's just the way it is. And these are things that I found that I miss, you know. And I had to laugh about it, and I thought about, wow, he's been gone for 3 years now, and he can still make me laugh. That is such a wonderful feeling, and I hope that when my time comes and goes, when those who knew me, who got to spend time with me, who loved me, I hope that when they think of me, they can have a laugh. That would be my dream. That would be my legacy. That even after I'm gone, I could still make you laugh. I could still make you smile. I don't want anybody to be sad because that's not what I wanted, you know, while I'm here. So that would be awesome. So what are some of the things that you guys are thankful for? I mean, aside from the family and the friends and the food and, you know, a roof over your head, what are some of the things that you're really thankful for? The things that you wouldn't immediately think about. Dig down deep, and I would love to see you post it on my Facebook page. You can find me on Facebook at It's My Life Now What. So give me a shout and let me know, what are some of the things that you're thankful for? And tell me your thoughts about the difference between being thankful and the difference between forgiveness and absolution. Can you completely forgive someone and move forward? And the other question would be, can broken trust ever be restored? I hear a lot of people ask that question. To me, the answer is yes. When someone breaks your trust, it can be restored. It's up to you to choose whether or not to trust them again. And I'm not going to say that's not without them earning your trust. They have to earn it. They have to continually work at earning it, making sure that you're aware that they are trustworthy. But I do believe that once broken, trust can definitely be restored. However, in saying that, understand that there are some people that will never be trustworthy. Regardless of what they say, their actions will always show they can never be trustworthy. So please don't be foolish enough to try to make somebody or to put your trust in somebody who definitely does not deserve it. Well, dolls, I think I have talked enough. It was a short show tonight, but I'm just coming back from the holidays. We will definitely have more to talk about next week and for the weeks to come. The focus is still going to be on being thankful. And what do we have to be thankful for? What does this holiday season mean to you? And that's going to be our topic next week. What does this holiday season mean to you? Maybe we'll get some people to call in and share some of their best holiday memories. So in the meantime, reach out. You can reach me on Facebook. You can reach me on Twitter. But keep listening. And let's talk about it. You guys have a blessed week, and I hope to hear from you soon.